With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Firefighters were hoping for a better day on the Roaring Lion Fire southwest of Hamilton, after strong winds yesterday caused it to nearly double in size to an estimated 7,100 acres as of this morning. Fire spokesman Mike Cole.
I think we'll see some pretty good progress on the northeast and east and southeast side of the fire today in the vicinity where those homes are at. And that's where we're concentrating on trying to get a handle on the fire where it's closest to the residences.
Firefighters were optimistic they'd have a better day today after facing wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour yesterday. This afternoon, fire officials announced that there will be a public meeting about the fire tomorrow night in Hamilton. The meeting will be at 7 p.m. at the Hamilton Assembly of God Church on Main Street. Members of the incident management team and local public safety officials will give an overview of the fire scene and answer questions. The size of the team fighting the fire also doubled yesterday to 524 people. 9 helicopters and multiple fixed-wing aircraft are also assigned to the fire. Public safety officials are urging people in the area to stay alert for changing conditions and evacuation warnings and notices. The Ravalli County Sheriff's Office has not updated evacuation information since yesterday evening. More than 600 homes are currently evacuated, and more than 200 are in pre-evacuation status. The Roaring Lion Fire remains 0% contained. The Copper King Fire, burning 8 miles east of Thompson Falls, is now estimated at 900 acres, up from yesterday's 800. There are 275 people working that fire. Today, crews are concerned about strong gusty winds. The fire team planned to use aircraft to check the fire's growth and monitor threats to private property along Highway 200 and the Thompson River. There is no immediate threat to structures or property, and no evacuation orders have been issued. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.